You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Light. I welcome three. 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 I welcome three.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. It's a beautiful day in Northeast Wisconsin. Little chilly right now, but it's going to be okay.
38
Green Bay, 43 Appleton, 37 Oshkosh. High in the 50s today. We'll take some of that action. Forecast, Todd, are we looking at rain?
No, actually, it's higher than 50s. Don't we get up to like 67 today?
We could actually get way up there today.
Well, how about you get me some updated forecast information then, Todd? Why is the floor wet?
64 for a high today.
Wow, yeah, 64. I love it.
Today is like, it's not official, but you can tell there's more people in town.
Yeah.
Right? Because even where I park, it's like, wow, parking lot's full.
And I'm going to say this, put a little thing on my Facebook right next door to us, right on the other side of this wall, the new coffee shop opened up. Just, it's kind of a soft opening yesterday, and I was it was busy. I was in there. There's probably eight people.
Yeah.
And I talked to them, and they were in for the draft. Yeah. They're all Packer fans. They're all Wisconsin people. You know what I mean? Remember we talked about that? They were all from Wisconsin, but they were from Medford, wherever those towns are.
Yeah. We got to get.
I'm waiting to see other jerseys.
Too.
You know, like during the exhibition season.
I was looking for
Fridays.
Some people last night.
Yeah.
I went to a thing last night, but it was.
I'm sure there's going to be Lion jerseys and Viking jerseys and Bears jerseys and stuff like
a lot
that.
Of Wisconsin people. But today's kind of like today's kind of a kickoff a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, across the street, that event. Are you going to that? It's $800?
Yeah. I just got to borrow $800 from you.
But there are, today, did you guys know there's 16 events today? That's a lot, I think.
That, absolutely. But I mean, I'll tell you what, you cannot, no one in the country, the NFL, whatever, nobody can say that Green Bay, Wisconsin and Northeast Wisconsin, I want to go beyond just Green Bay,
Appleton,
that are trying so hard to make this so good. Everybody
is
doing their absolute best to make this good.
They are.
I give everybody so much credit for that aspect of it.
So,
and can I just say one thing? I just hope the NFL doesn't bleep it up. Do you know what I mean, though? Where it's not as user-friendly or customer-friendly as you'd want? Because the NFL has a little bit of a reputation for doing that.
Well, you and I were talking before we came on. The expectations of, you know, when they show it on TV, it's like this group right in front of the stage.
Right.
That may not be us.
We ain't them. What was the term, Todd? What was the guy for the Super Bowl?
That ain't us?
That ain't not. We ain't,
they not like us.
They not
oh,
like
they
us.
Oh, they not like us, yeah.
Yeah, the people of the bowl, they ain't like us.
Yeah. But we had a thing last night, just at the community shelter in Little Caesars.
That was a big thing.
That was
wasn't
kind of
a little thing.
Yeah, and you know
that
who
was big.
Was
how many pizzas did you guys have?
400.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
A lot of people were walking out with a box of pizza, but
good
because of my diet.
Marco Rivera and everybody was there, huh? Is Marco there?
Yes.
Ha ha, Clinton Dix.
Yes.
Right. Aaron
Yeah, and that Aaron Jones stayed till he signed every autograph.
Got this from Mike. Big line for people getting into the Dan Patrick show this morning.
Oh,
lots
I bet.
Of different jerseys.
I bet. And he was with...
is that Legacy? Where is that? Mike, where is that?
I think he's at... He was at Legacy last night. I know that.
Okay.
Yeah. They raised money for the UWGB men's basketball.
Oh, he was with Gottlieb.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
So that's where he was last night.
The bar.
Oh, he's at the bar.
On Holmgren.
Oh, I bet. Because that's... I don't know how many they can seat there, but once they're full, that's it. There wasn't pre-ticket sales or anything.
Just a walk-up, right?
Yeah.
Just get in line.
Yeah.
And yeah. Okay.
So.
I remember when Rome came to town, back when Rome was first getting big. Remember that?
Was, yes.
90.
He's
7-ish, 8. That was at the Stadium View.
That was a Super Bowl.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Okay.
It was.
Okay.
He's here again, isn't he?
Is he? I don't know. Yeah, I haven't seen him. Do you know Todd?
I think Rome's here.
Okay.
There's like three guys that are coming in for that. But yeah, I just that Aaron Jones till and then some lady came, wanted a picture with Aaron Jones and her dog. And he did that. And I would have said, he doesn't have a handler. And then I was like, okay, this is weird. And the dog was not, you know, not as good as my dog. And she took this picture of the dog and then did some other stuff. And then she came back and she didn't like the picture.
Oh, no.
Yeah? And he took it again.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think we would have done that, John.
Well, I will say this, though. Is that the real you talking now? Or is that the guy you were talking about before we went on the air?
Oh, what, me? The new
Todd?
Me?
Todd, you know what? I gotta tell you something. I'm not used to working really long hours anymore.
Well, 14 hours is a long.
And 14 hours. You know what? My temper gets short, and people ask dumb questions. Maybe they weren't even dumb questions, but I took them as dumb questions.
They were last
so
night.
So is that
you're right?
Okay.
I yeah, maybe a little both, but wouldn't you start here 5 and work till 8? That's a long day.
I
know you used to do that.
Yeah.
And I guess I did
that. What do you
think
I do on Fridays
during
football season?
Right.
Yeah.
What do you think I do every day?
Yeah. But you're younger, Todd.
But I think maybe your nerves were a little on edge last night when she was doing that, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, I know.
She wasn't the only one. So, anyway, it was great. And then the NFL...
Hey, what was Aaron Jones? He wasn't wearing a Vikings jersey, was he?
No.
Okay.
No, when he spoke, because they, the three of them spoke, and then the lady from New York, the NFL lady, and then the Little Caesars guy, and then they gave us a check for $50,000.
That's phenomenal.
Wasn't that
phenomenal.
Nice?
Phenomenal. Unbelievable. Got a text here. Thanks, Jim. Great time last night, Michael.
Yeah, that was fun. We were kind of hanging out.
Great to have you here, Michael. Good morning, everybody. Vicky. Hello, Vicky. How are you? Todd still hasn't updated our forecast.
Oh, I'm having some technical issues.
Yeah.
Our station is not
on.
Streaming,
whatever's
so people are texting in on
it.
So.
Oh, boy. Okay, that ain't great. All right. We got a great show for you today. Today is Wednesday, April 23rd, German Beer Day, Picnic Day. Todd, you know what I want to do one day?
Oh, God.
I'm not a picnic.
No,
that's
picnic.
What I was thinking,
this
right?
Little
no,
red and white little tablecloth.
No. Yeah. No.
A little basket right on the front of his bike.
Aren't those the most overrated things in the world, picnics?
Yeah, they are.
It's like, really, they never sit on your porch and have a sandwich.
Right.
What's the
difference? They never show the flies and the
ants. I know. Yeah. I know. That's overrated.
But
anyway, no, here's what I want to do with you, Todd. I want to spend a day when we do a show in Oshkosh. I want to go to those bars you hang out in Oshkosh.
Yep.
And I want to have some of that like German beer, the original, like, was 150 years ago when they came to Oshkosh and started brewing beer.
Yeah.
And somebody's got some of those same... I want to do that one day. Oshkosh, I look at Oshkosh as being our hub for beer.
Right.
And they would like to do that.
They would like you to look at them like that.
Yeah.
Because they truly are.
And just sample them. You know, sample the different beers. And then definitely, I mean, I'm vowing. It's not even a question. I'm going to go to every one of the people that were in our craft brewery
absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We got to go to the town of Dale. I mean, there's just not even a question.
Well, later on this morning, just so you guys know,
this is it.
Right before 9 o'clock, we'll announce all the winners of the Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick.
Awesome.
So we'll announce the top crafter, right? And then we'll also announce the winner of the $250 in gift cards.
Fantastic.
Right, from all the sponsors.
Beautiful. What time is that?
About 8:50 this morning.
8:50?
That's gonna be a good one.
All right.
And we would need to, if we're gonna go there, you know, they have these outdoor events. I think that'd be even more fun.
So, I agree. It's also English Muffin Day. You know, that's one of those things that are really good when you get them at like a restaurant or you're staying at a hotel in the morning. You know what I mean? But do you ever really buy an English muffin and take it home and do anything? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't go out of my way, but no, that's, yeah.
Why are those breakfasts so good though at those hotels? When you go down
there,
well, why are those so good?
Because you don't have to make it.
It's the only time you ever make waffles. You know what I mean? It's like those breakfasts are so. I'll tell you what, biggest treat we ever had. My poor mother, God bless Josephine's soul. But she had pneumonia 6 times, okay, when I was a kid.
Wow.
She just kept getting double pneumonia. I mean, bad, okay? So she'd be in the hospital. And for whatever reason, my dad would always do two things for the kids. He would buy a case with the old wooden cases that would hold like 24 little bottles of pop. You know what I mean?
Like the ting?
No, they're regular. I mean, whatever. There'd be okay, but
24.
I think that's what it held. I don't know, but the wooden cases are worth about 25 no, bucks a piece now.
Okay, yeah, yeah, okay.
But so he'd buy one of those for us. He'd buy us a pop, okay, right. And we'd have that in the shed.
Yeah,
and it's like that was the biggest thrill in the world that you could come home and have a bottle of pop.
Yeah,
and the other thing he would do because my mom was there to make breakfast, he would buy those packs of the little individual cereal boxes.
Yeah, that was always a treat.
Oh my God, was that a treat?
Why were those better than the big box?
You tell me.
They weren't, but
you got a little box of sugar pops in there.
Yep.
And that is Christmas.
Yeah, no.
Apple Jacks.
Apple Jacks is the best.
Ones that you would never buy the full box, but you have the little ones. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was you're right.
Oh, Tony the Tiger. So that was as much as we felt for my poor Josephine being in the hospital with pneumonia again. We got pop, and we got the little individual box of cereal. So we are okay.
Sorry,
Mom.
Okay
with six
Sorry,
times.
Josephine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Got another one here from Tori. Today is going to be the largest influx of passengers flying in with all the added flights. Yesterday had many passengers from around the world and projected top draft picks. Tori, keep us in the loop here. Keep us in the loop.
Yeah.
We also got a thing here. It's perfect time for the world's worst trivia contest. Less listeners. Brian. Brian, you're so snarky.
Brian. 617. Come on.
Brian.
Man.
But we love that about him.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and we want to keep him because I do see him texting Pete at night, giving Pete some heck.
Oh, no good.
Yeah.
Right. So that's cool.
He's double timing us a little bit. But Brian, you're always welcome to give us some hell.
Pete coming your way from Madison this week, I believe, right?
Yes.
I stopped in yesterday when Convoy was here. It's also Cherry Cheesecake Day. I don't like cherry anything. No. I don't like cherry pie, but cherry cheesecake I can handle. You?
Yeah, I
mean, can you make a bad cheesecake? Is there such a thing as a bad cheesecake?
I don't think so. I mean, there's really, really good cheesecake, though. I mean, there's different levels. But
oh, my God.
I'll be honest with you. Good cheesecake.
Best cheesecake I've ever tasted in my entire life, and this is no lie, is the stuff we had in the WISS studios when...
Oh, yeah.
That was... Did you bring your mom some?
Yes, I did. That was great.
She had to love it, right?
Yes.
That was absolutely so delicious.
That was good. Yeah.
Wow. And the cannolis?
Yeah.
Mm. Todd, where did we go to Oshkosh?
That's
can we go to Oshkosh?
Couple of weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's also Asparagus Day.
On the grill.
Oh, I love asparagus.
Whatever I have grilled salmon, I always want that's the one.
That is.
Yep. All right. We got a full lineup for you, folks. More about it when we come back right after this.
They look at life with such disregard. They say it can't be won the way the game is run. But if you choose to stay, you wind up playing anyway. It's okay.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
They look at life with such disregard. They say it can't be won the way the game is run.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here, and a good-looking Wednesday morning. 38 degrees in downtown Green Bay, 43 in Appleton, 37 in downtown Oshkosh at our WISS studios. Happy birthday, John Oliver, 48 years old. John Cena, 48 years old. George Lopez, 64. Valerie Bertinelli. Man, I had a crush on Valerie Bertinelli back in the day, 65 years old.
Same age, right.
Man, she was just a... pistol, wasn't she?
Yeah.
One of the sadder, I mean, so many rock stars didn't have great endings, but you never thought Eddie Van Halen would go that way, did you? You know what I mean? I mean, the Ozzy Osbournes and the Crazies and the what, but he seemed like a nice guy. And
him or her?
Well, I don't know. I think she was, I mean, they were married.
Yeah. Right. She was okay.
And he just went.
At the end, he was
bad.
But were you surprised she was with him?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is she seems so normal. You never heard a bad thing about her.
But Melissa Gilbert also dated the guy from the Beastie Boys for a while.
You're right.
I think the The good girls like a little bad.
They do,
boy.
Don't they?
Yeah.
They do. They do. That's why the girls never liked me. I was too good.
Whatever.
Come on.
Yeah, you saw my picture in the eighth grade. Would you want some of that? I still say I was the homeliest kid in my class. Lee Majors, 86. I took a leak next to Lee Majors.
Thank you for sharing that.
Like right next to each other.
We've had this conversation, and we all told stories about who we had.
Right. Yes, we had that. Who's the most famous person you shared at a restaurant?
Right.
Yep. Yes.
Mine was.
And it was at a Michigan Panthers game against, he owned a team in the USFL. Back in the original USFL, which I'm just going to say this, and I don't care, mega people, you don't like it. Donald Trump ruined the USFL. The USFL was a great league, and he owned New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And that league was on the verge of being really good, mm-hmm. but he wanted to put it into the NFL, mm-hmm. and it kind of threw everything kittywumbus.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the United States Football League. There were so many great players. It's mind-boggling. The great players they had.
Yeah.
I mean, Herschel Walker, when he was just unbelievable, and Anthony Carter and Bobby Hebert and Brian Sipe. I could go on. Name me a team in the USFL, and I'll tell you who's on that team.
Brian Sipe played for Cleveland, didn't he?
Yeah. Also played in the USFL.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Trump will own an NFL team someday.
Oh, he will. But I'm saying is that was a good league. And I tried watching their game the other day on Sunday. A game was on. Just doesn't have any pizzazz. Just... probably 10,000 people at the game, and it's just...
They're trying to reignite that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not going to work.
It's not. It's...
That NFL, they're too far
It's
ahead.
Just... It's
ain't,
not.
Ain't going to happen.
It's yeah. not. It's okay. not. Whoa, I saw Travis Hunter sporting a Packers sweatshirt at Austin Straubel yesterday. Come on, Goody. Is that legit?
Wow.
Is that Tory? Todd? Hey, Todd, can you do me a favor?
What?
Could you stop paying so much attention to what you're doing over there technically to get us on the air and start paying more attention to us? And don't let your little intern over there cause you problems.
Julie, let me just say I'm so sorry for you.
Yeah.
Man. So sorry for you.
Wow. So Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
He's that running back?
A wide receiver, defensive back.
Oh.
He wants to play both. Yes. Well, that's Terry. Thank you, Terry. Yeah.
He was wearing, wow.
I mean, that's not going to happen.
And I don't believe that. Do you think he'd come on wearing that?
Maybe just to be, you know.
Wow.
Just to be whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, interesting.
Yeah, that's going to be.
Yeah.
So are you, what are you going to with all these events? I mean, have you
I don't
put
know.
Your.
You know, I don't
if
have
I,
any.
If I say, did you fill out your dance card, you'd make fun of me again.
I know.
So did you put out your agenda or what do you call them? You
no.
old guys.
Well, I'm excited about with Mark Hewson at the Bell and Sports Medicine thing.
In the parking lot is really cool. Do you see that
setup?
Yeah,
he sent me a picture. I'm really looking forward to that.
All those nonprofits, all that food trucks. So that's kicks off tomorrow at 4.
Do you know what I don't own?
Yeah, quite a bit, but what?
Any Packer gear.
Oh, come on.
I don't have any. I mean, I got the hoodies, you know, but I mean, as far as for like, the, you know, because even Mark said, hey, when you come to our party, you know, where it's like, I got visors and I got hoodies, but I don't have like this brewer type thing. You know what I mean? I don't have regular Packer gear.
Mm.
Todd, you got anything I can borrow?
Not really.
No?
No.
I mean, you're going to that event, or what are you going to wear?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to represent, but please don't wear your, you know what I'm, you know what.
That sport coat?
What you wore yesterday,
yeah.
right? It looked really, and Jim, I have to tell you, a lot of people told me you look really good in pink yesterday.
Yeah.
It looks really good on you.
It totally, I had so many people tell me that too.
I actually made a promo out of that.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. But don't wear one of your sweater vests from 1999.
Well, I like sweater vests.
I know you wear,
I have a lot of them. But okay, no, I'm going to, I don't know, yeah, I'm going to wear something Packery, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Just throwing it out there.
So, yeah, it's going to be fun. But I don't know about going to the draft. Are you going to that after?
I don't know.
Okay.
Do you? I mean, I'm still wide-eyed here. It's like,
but
what's
it
really going to happen?
Once
the doors are open, it's like, okay.
Well, if we go to that, the doors open to the draft at 5. We're going to go to Bellin's party at 4, have some drinks and eat. If the doors open at 5 and we go there at 6, it could be sold out already.
I know.
I mean, not sold out. No,
but I mean, I know. I don't know. I mean, nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Should we send
Shadow knows.
Here, Shadow. we send the intern, and then when we're ready to go, we kick him out and we take his spot?
Yeah. Kind of like at the Academy Awards. Right. Be a seat thriller.
Right.
Now let's go. Let's go, buddy. Out.
That's my spot.
Yeah.
We need to think of this stuff ahead of time.
I know.
That's what we have to use these people for.
Right.
Personal, you know.
Yeah.
Personal game.
Line standards. So,
okay, here I am.
All right, goodbye.
Didn't we say we were going to do that
right,
as a business?
Right, we did. And charge them
$25 an hour,
$50 an hour.
We've had so many great ideas, and we haven't. You know what I was thinking, too? So the new coffee shop, as I mentioned, opened up right next door, right outside of this wall that I'm pointing at.
I haven't been there.
I think we should put in a window, a sliding
window right there.
Wouldn't that be great? And then we could talk to some of the people. Hey, who's guy in your car? Hey, what are you buying there? Caffiato Machiano. Hey, ¿cómo estás? I was actually speaking Spanish with a guy in there.
How's that going to help them? We need to help them. We need a drive-thru. We got to figure out something else. That's not going to work.
That could work. Why won't that work?
We'll have the intern run the drinks out to the car.
Hey,
that's what we have to do.
Cut a hole in our wall.
No, have him run the drink. Say drive-through service.
He'll
be like, "That's awesome."
That is
they
a great
can call
idea.
It in. He runs it out. They can stay in their car in their pajamas that you wear and you sleep in.
And then all the tips that he makes, he gives to us.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Why didn't I think of this?
He's an intern.
It's unbelievable. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Mono and the Mayor back after this.
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Hundreds upon thousands of people are expected to be part of the NFL draft activities in the Lambeau Field area starting tomorrow. Green Bay Police, Brown County Sheriff's deputies, and other public safety officials have been running scenarios to be prepared. One national law enforcement agency has been there and done that and will be lending its expertise to the mix. The FBI helps with public safety during the draft every year. Like they did for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee last year, the FBI has been monitoring for potential online and in-person threats. Special Agent in Charge Michael Hensel says there are no known threats to the draft this year. Speaking of the draft, several area school districts have planned vacations during the draft to help avoid crowds and disruptions. Green Bay Area Public Schools are off today through Friday. Ashwaubenon schools will have an early release today and are closed Thursday and Friday. The Unified School District in De Pere will have Friday off, and Howard Suamico schools will have an early release on Friday. Denmark, Pulaski, West De Pere, and Wrightstown, all in the greater Green Bay area, are continuing with a normal schedule this week. The EAA has over 750 temporary positions to fill for EAA Air Venture Oshkosh, taking place July 21st through the 27th. Positions include retail, security and event support, auto parking, camper registration, and even bartending services. Retail and auto parking applicants can be as young as 14, security personnel must be at least 16, and other positions require individuals to be 18 years of age or older. See our story at WGBW.FM for more information and links to apply. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
And don't forget, coming up later on this morning around 8:50, we'll announce the top craft pick with the Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick promotion. It went on for like 12 weeks. You had time to vote online. And this morning, we'll announce the winner, the top crafter in the top craft pick promotion. Plus, we'll announce the winner of the $250 in gift cards for participating sponsors as well. So that's coming up this morning around 8:50 with Mino and the Mayor. Once again, here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Happy Wednesday to you. The eve of the National Football League draft. Somebody let me know. Somebody mentioned Dan Patrick, and I know I saw something like this wherever listed. Where are some of the other shows going to be? Some of the national shows. I know Pat McAfee, of course, is coming to town. Where's he going to be? Somebody help us out here. You also got a couple of texts here. Mino mentioned he got great cheesecake in Oshkosh. Where was that? Wendy.
Fox River Brewing.
Wendy, you got to go there.
Oh.
Yep. She actually called in to ask that question.
Wendy? And what was it? We had like the caramel, almost like a turtle cheesecake. It was caramel and walnuts.
Was that made with the beer or not? Remember they had the candy beer from Hughes?
It was a match with the chocolate.
Correct.
It was caramel, though, wasn't it?
I think it had some caramel on it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It was phenomenal. It was so good. That's the place we got to go to. Fox River Brewing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I got a text here. Hanging out at Paradise Distillery tonight for Bluegrass and Bourbon Night. Music by the Wick Snippers? Whippersnackers?
Wick Snippers? No,
Wick Snippers. Wick Snippers.
Yeah.
Where is that brewery? I don't know.
Paradise.
Paradise Distillery. Where is that?
Paradise Club.
I remember that.
Yeah, I knew you'd. In fact, when I put that text up, I just made sure it didn't say Paradise Club.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
What? Yeah. How? Okay. You know the one thing that I haven't seen anything on that will probably be as busy as any place in Northeast Wisconsin?
He doesn't need advertising. Gentlemen's Club?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. He doesn't need advertising.
All right. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, when you get 200,000 people, he doesn't.
I know, but you haven't seen any, like, you know, draft specials, Shaquinta. You know what I mean?
Las Vegas.
John.
From Las Vegas.
What?
She's back.
And her sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Shaquinta twins. Candy
all right,
apples.
All right.
Okay, go to the phone.
Diana's here.
Oh, hi, Diana.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. I apologize for talking about adult gentlemen's clubs here in Green Bay.
I know. When you're our next guest, I mean, you don't have a lot of those. You don't have a lot of those at Heritage Hill, do you?
One night a year. So you got a Deer Hunter's Widow special.
Yeah, right.
But all they do is churn butter.
Yes,
it's right. A totally different thing.
You got to dress like, oh, don't even get me started on that.
Diana,
one of the worst moments of my life happened at Heritage Hill.
Oh, gosh.
I had to be the judge of, it was your old boss, I don't know if you're working there, then Mr. Pelkey wanted me to come there. They were doing the throwback. You were doing
Charles,
he was a great guy, doing the Little House on the Prairie things.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the girl from Little House on the Prairie, the mean girl, and she was there. And I had to judge the costume competition of all these little girls that dressed exactly like Shortcake and everybody from Little House on the Prairie. I've never had more irate little girls in bonnets yell at me that when I announced who the winner was, my mom worked at this until 6 o'clock last night. And I just want you to know that about Heritage Hill events, that you got to be careful.
And then
judging.
My fond memory was you made me read the Declaration of Independence in with the hat, the wool, all that.
I didn't make you do that.
Huh?
I didn't make you do that.
No, they did.
Oh, they did. Yeah,
they did. And it was,
oh, that's what they do to people in Heritage Hill.
If you look at the 4th of July's, and I did that a lot, one of them was in the 90s. I'm not kidding you.
I know. I was there the day the guy, they were doing the reenactment of the Civil War,
God.
And the guy passed out. Oh,
I almost did too.
Yeah. So, Diana, I hope our event goes better this week.
It's going to be, the weather's going to be better. So, all right.
And it'll be indoors.
Well, you're indoors with that, your event.
Yes. It's a great event. Diana, tell everybody about what we're doing at Heritage Hill this week.
Yeah, absolutely. So on Friday, we've got a Drafting the Legacy of Jack Vanese's Transformed Football, a panel of folks who are going to come in and talk about why he deserves to be in a Pro Football Hall of Fame. We've got his brother, Sam Vanese. We're going to have his daughter, Valerie, and a handful of other people, Warren Gerds, Roy Spoils, Dave Robinson, a video by Mike Lombardi. All is going to just take some time to explain why he deserves to be on the Hall of Fame and hopefully have you sign that petition.
And once again, Jack Vanese was the Packers. It didn't have the title of general manager at the time, but he was basically the general manager. He drafted or was instrumental at bringing in 13 guys that are now on the Pro Football NFL Hall of Fame.
Wow.
No one in the history of sport, any sport you can imagine, anywhere, has brought in more Hall of Famers than Jack Vanese did. And he did it back when the Packers were terrible, and he was drafting these guys, the Jerry Kramers of the world, who's coming into town this week, and the Dave Robinsons. I mean, Bart Starr, Jim Taylor, Paul Hornung, Ray Nitschke, on and on and on. Forrest Gregg, he drafted all of those guys, which is amazing. And there's a push, and it's been going on for some time, but we're going to try to do something. I'm going to be the moderator or host or whatever you want to call this for our event coming up at Heritage Hill. And we want to invite people to come there. And people are – it's basically just to try to – with the pro football world looking at Green Bay this week, we just feel like it's – and Cliff Wall is very instrumental in this. It's just a way to kind of bring Jack Vanese's – bring awareness to it, to the whole NFL.
If that was the 60s.
He died in 1960.
Why?
He was only 33 years old when he died.
So why isn't he in there?
Don't know. Don't know. And I'll be honest with you, it's disappointing. I mean,
that's incredible.
It's incredible. What he's done. It's unprecedented.
I mean, I got to be honest with you, though. I mean, I was there. We were both there for the dedication of his.
Yeah. Yep.
And I've heard about him. I know a little bit more about him because of hanging around with you, but he's not a household name.
He's not, and he should be. In fact, they tried to get him on the Packers in the bowl, you know, the
that
Ring
would
of
be a
Honor.
First step.
Bob Harlan wouldn't allow it. I mean, I love Bob Harlan, like, greatest guy I ever met in sports, but he wouldn't allow it because he said their rules were either a player, coach, or general manager, and he wasn't, his title was scout, even though he was the general manager of, he'd be like a player personnel director these days. That would be his title. And the Packers won't put him on their Ring of Honor. I think it's terrible.
Yeah.
So we're doing a big event at Heritage Hill. Could give us a little bit more, if you don't mind, Deanna.
Yeah, absolutely. So the event's going to start at 1, and then it's just going to go through all these different speakers. They'll go through his life. Sam's going to talk about his early life up until he became the scout for the Packers.
Sam
and
was
then
his
go
brother.
From okay. there.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead. Yep, but Sam's his brother.
Yep, Sam's his brother. And then Valerie's got a clip, a news clip that he was interviewed in way back when. So that's going to be really awesome to
see.
Yep.
And the goal
is...
go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, the goal is to get people to sign this petition, I take it, right?
Yes, absolutely. He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, and Heritage Hill just wants to be a part of that.
And to bring awareness to all the national media that's in town.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's what we're trying to do. Tell everybody where and when.
Yep, so it's going to be at Heritage Hill on Friday, April 25th at 1 p.m.
There you go.
That's going to be great. And
yes.
I think that's it's a good start. And I don't mean to say start, but it is a little bit of a start. That thing needs a little work.
It needs some traction.
Yeah.
And they've tried before. And, you know, with the draft coming to town here, there's never been a better time for the NFL eyes to be on on this area and all the media and everything. And I hope we get some national media there. Have you heard anything like that?
No, unfortunately, not yet.
Okay.
But you know who's also in town is the NFL Films. They were at RBO
last night.
I know.
That's what I mean. This is the time. It's the place. So we're trying to get the word out to anybody out there media-wise. Please, you know, I mean, 1 o'clock on Friday, it's a little bit of a downtime because the gates are, you know, with the draft read later and everything. So I hope people come out to Heritage Hill for this.
Me too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's – and wow, that's amazing, like you said. And you're sure no one else has done that?
No.
Wow.
No, it's incredible. What he did was the main guy at bringing in all those players that became the glory teams, the glory years teams. Jack Vanisi was the guy that drafted every one of those players.
And I'm assuming he was a good guy.
They say he was a phenomenal guy. Yeah. He died at 33 years old.
Wow.
He played football at Notre Dame and then got hurt. And then he went into the Army. And when he was in the Army, he got, I think it was rheumatic fever or one of those kind of things. And that affected his heart. Okay. You know, even after it was, and so he was, you know, it's like 10 years later, it still had affected his heart. And he was eating a piece of pie on like Thanksgiving Day and died.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Really tragic, tragic story. But the family, I mean, his brother became the Chicago Bears general manager. And he was the guy that put together the 85 Chicago Bears. I mean, pretty amazing. And then his other brother, of course, here is a veterinarian in town.
Yeah.
But amazing football minds between that family.
The GM from the 85 Bears, is he here?
He died.
Oh.
Passed away a couple of years ago.
Okay.
I
was going to ask him, where the hell you been?
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Well, all right. Yeah, we got to get the community kind of gets behind this stuff. They sure did with Jerry Kramer. I mean,
absolutely.
Remember
that? My God. It's incredible.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So tell us once again, what, where, when, and everything, Deanna.
Yeah, so Heritage Hill State Historical Park at Friday, April 25th at 1 p.m. We'll be having a panel campaign to get that petition signed for Jack Vanisi.
Right, and that's a 1-3 thing, right? I mean, there's an end to that. Did I see that in the paper?
1-3.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's
depends on how long
plan
I
their day.
Depends on how long I want.
That's why
talk.
I thought we'd put an end to it. So,
yeah, no,
all right,
go on and on and on.
Yeah, each one of the people coming out could talk about Jack and how great of a person he was and how he transformed football for a long time, so
right.
Gotta shut it off.
Absolutely.
I think that's great. I think that's great.
And Dave Robinson is going to be there, right?
Correct.
Okay, outstanding. Give it to us one more time.
Yes, Heritage Hill State Historical Park, Friday, April 25th at 1 p.m.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
We'll see you there.
Dana.
That's going to be fun.
Thanks.
You bet.
All right.
There you go.
That'll be good.
All right.
I think And you're right. There's other stuff going on, but the draft is until what, 7:05 the doors open, and maybe people will have been to the Packer experience.
So your intern here was telling us
intern.
Well, whatever you want to call him. What do we call Todd? Let's go.
This is Ryan.
Yeah, no. Yeah, what should we call him?
I don't really give him a title.
Okay.
All right.
He hasn't earned a title. He hasn't even earned a title of intern yet. Intern in training?
There you go. IIT.
So he says he's getting there 2 hours early.
Yes.
Is that a thing? Is it going to be that you big of a rush?
Bet? Tonight? I bet
tonight?
It might be.
Wow. Tonight, John.
Have you seen a number, how many that holds? The whole parking lot type thing? I haven't either.
No.
Have you, Todd?
No.
Intern boy, have you? No.
Intern boy.
No.
We just called him.
IIT.
Intern in training.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has anybody seen that? I haven't seen how many it holds.
But the overflow does go to the bowl, right? Is that like a given?
I'll be totally honest with you. I mean, again, we're all doing a walk in space here. We've never been to, but I'd like to go over there and see how far back you would have to be from the actual stage, from where Roger Goodell is going to be. What I'm saying is I think it might be a much better seat being in the bowl because you're going to be watching on a big screen anyway. I'd rather go in the bowl and sit there comfortably than be shoulder to shoulder with a bunch of sweaty people and 200 yards away. Wouldn't you agree?
I would, but then you're not. Yes, but you're not there. You know what I mean? I don't know. Yeah, that's, yes.
If I was hot and sweaty and drinking beer, would you want to stand next to me for 3 hours?
Not even if you weren't, but okay. Yeah.
All right, back at this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Rebel Eddies is your solution for auto detailing in Midwest Wisconsin. They specialize in top-tier services, including deep cleaning and detailing, paint corrections, ceramic coatings, wax oil undercoatings, window tinting, and more. And they take pride in delivering professional results every time. Rebel Eddies is family and veteran-owned and operated. Bookings are available as soon as 1 week. Call 920-671-8984 or visit RebelEddies.com. Rebel Eddies Detailing. Restore. Protect. Maintain.
Wednesday morning at 97.9 FM WGBW. Look at Todd rocking it today. 98.3, 96.5 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide. 38 right now in downtown Green Bay, 43 in Appleton, 37 in downtown Oshkosh. Looking to get into the mid-60s today. Cloudy, slight chance of showers. Got some texts here. Okay. Vinny was at the pizza party yesterday, says Tori. I know. The pizza party was hosted by a guy sitting this far away from me. And I said first thing this morning, I said, hey, Vinny was at your party. It was Vinny who? Vinny Vitrano, my former co-host, who you used to come into our show. I don't know him.
John, I was working. I was very busy. I told you that.
And not in a good mood by the end of the night.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's kind of true.
Okay, let me get. Hey, Todd. And
I had to give tours.
Two guys that have spent our lives getting up at 5 o'clock, 4:30, whatever, in the morning, and working till late at night.
But, you know, John, I mean? That was 10 years, not 10 years ago, 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that anymore. Do you still do that?
I do a lot of events.
But you go home and you maybe...
I never nap.
Yeah.
Whatever. You guys both run out of here at five after nine.
Right. We sleep for a couple hours.
Snoozing by 9:20.
Right. And then
get out of here.
I go to work.
You don't know.
I know.
Intern
boy, shut his mic up.
It was just a straight 4:30 till 9, and I was very tired last night. So I was. And I haven't done that in years, like 6 years. And so, yes, I did not go and mingle. I was.
You should call Vinny later today and get him on the air tomorrow morning.
I would be happy to meet with him, give him a tour. I didn't do that.
What time is he on?
He does mornings.
I know. It's like early, like 6.
I would say probably us.
Is he doing a show from Green Bay?
I don't know.
I would imagine.
Don't know. We're guessing.
Nick? Call Nick.
Okay.
Give Nick
I've
a call.
Got a...
You got Nick's number?
I'll see.
They're playing a song.
Is he here for the duration of the draft?
I don't know. Maybe you could have asked him that last night when he's at your event.
I've got a house on Shadow. It great food, and we can go there. So I'll meet him there.
Where I haven't heard of this before.
You have a house on Shadow?
No, I don't. I got a friend that's invited us.
Oh, gotcha.
Hadn't heard that before either. Oh,
so it's great.
When is that? Tonight?
But now Vinny's in town, and it's like,
he got it. He got it for the draft. Hmm. Financial guy.
When did you learn of this?
A couple days ago. He said, bring your friends. So we should do that,
I'm
you guys.
Busy.
But okay, that's fine. I didn't really. The extension was to Vinny. So I'm going to. Because I want to meet him. I want to make up to it.
Yeah. That's
I feel
good.
Bad I didn't talk to him last night. But there were a lot of people. And I just want to say, John.
He actually
was
put that on his Facebook. But the former mayor blew him off.
Yeah.
I was busy.
He did. He put that on there.
I was busy.
So he blew me off, and he seemed like he was in a really bad mood.
Bad mood.
I don't know.
Short tempered. See, he looked really tired.
I gave what was his name? Aaron Jones, I gave him a tour, and that took longer because people kept stopping him. And
I'll tell you what.
He's a super nice guy.
I was wrong when they let him go to the Vikings. I thought, oh my God, but Jacobs is a better running back. Josh Jacobs is phenomenal. He's a great, great running back. But what I'm saying is this: Aaron Jones, in the time he was in Green Bay, as good of a local citizen representative.
Oh man.
Proud Absolutely. Of being a Green Bay Packer, proud of living in Northeast Wisconsin, did incredibly wonderful things for our military veterans.
Yep.
That was one of the really good guys that came through here. Yep. As far as guys, just being a good guy.
I put him up with Driver.
Yes, yes.
Just
very much so. Just embracing the area,
And people, I told you, one lady, she didn't like her picture with her dog. She came back, and he's like, he took another one. Some of those guys are like, one picture, I got to get going.
Was Marco Rivera there at your place?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a bigger guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then Ahaha Dix.
Brian.
Don't. We won't. Not to air. Thank you, Brian. Besides, they're closed anyway.
Brian, again, you're so snarky.
I know he is.
He's so snarky.
He is.
Paradise Distillery is located at the Marina at Bay Beach.
They've been on our show.
Oh,
of course, you guys.
Came in. They had the cool bottles. Yeah.
Oh, the packaging's awesome.
Oh, man. Okay. Venezia was inducted into the Packer Hall of Fame in 1982. That is true. But again, they don't have him on the Ring of Fame. I don't know why.
So he's in the Packer Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Okay.
I got another text here. Definitely more traffic around town this morning.
Well, see, that's good to hear, right? That's like a barometer. I drive every day the same route, and today this person has noticed an uptick in traffic. Well, that's good.
I don't know anything technically humanly possible, okay? Like I said, I smashed a shower shampoo bottle the other day because I couldn't open it. Mm-hmm. I have zero patience for things like that. Mm-hmm. So, Todd,
yeah,
can you hook us up with the One Pass or the iPad?
You've got IT right here.
This guy right here.
This guy's going to set you up with the One Pass on your phone.
He can do that. Right. And then the other thing, set him up for, put him on the stadium view. You can order as many tickets as you want on there, but put him on the stadium view. You can't go there because you're not 21, but put him on there to...
Are you 21?
Yeah. Are you? Yes. Oh, okay.
Doesn't even know his IIT.
And that's
no, that's unbelievable. It's so disappointing. Todd, we're surrounded by incompetence.
Yeah, we are.
How do we get it done?
Well, I think we joined this crew and we do a very nice job of joining in on that. Okay.
Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.